Our final recorded report this morning comes from Sid, who called in from Pequot Lakes.
Hello, this is Sid Orsman from Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. Message for John Latimer. I drive by a hole in a day bay lake on Gull, hole in a day bay on Gull Lake every day on the way to work and home, and it's the smoothest ice I've ever seen for thousands of yards out into the lake. I thought when I drove by there yesterday, boy, John would like to be skating on that. Also, over on Coon's Landing, it's the same way. So, a good chance for you, John, to get out there and have some fun.
Thank you, Sid. You're a man after my own heart. Yeah, every time I drive by a lake that's nice and smooth like that, I just want to jump out and skate. And just to tell you how strong the urge is, I keep my skates in the car. I have my skates in the car today, and if I pass a lake that looks like I could get out and skate on it, chances are I'll give it a try. I had some good skating this year, and unfortunately the snow that fell recently kind of took care of that, but it was a good year by skating measure. That means there were more than a week of an opportunity to get out and do some skating. I got a couple of emails that I wanted to go over that came in this past week, and one of them has to do with the absence of pine siskins, which I happened to mention this past week. And Diane, who lives on Lake Andrusia, sent this note. She said, "You've mentioned the absence of pine siskins this year. I wanted to let you know that this weekend is my third to be visited by a flock of them. Also, I'm excited to tell you that yesterday I was visited by a flock of 10 Bohemian waxwings. What a sight to behold, perched in my birch and flowering crab. And yes, I'm certain that they were the Bohemians and not the cedars." And that came from Diane on Lake Andrusia. So there are apparently some pine siskins in the area. We saw goldfinches on our Christmas bird count, but little else. There weren't very many finches around.